Taj Boyd, got in the end zone for the first time professional career tonight. Take me through the play.
You know, it's just a concept where, you know, we had all verticals, and I like the matchup that I found. And, you know, Clyde, one of the more explosive guys that we have on this team, to see him matched up and the guy pressed up on him, I'm going to take that matchup every day of the week. So, you know, for me, that experience, you know, that touchdown alone, man, is just the most unbelievable feeling because, you know, you figure you've been playing this game since you were 7 years old. You know, you've always wanted to get to this level, and to throw a touchdown up here is pretty unbelievable. So,
how would you describe the summer now that training camp's over and you just played your final preseason game?
You know what? You know, honestly, it was more so about development. And I feel like I'm nowhere near a finished product, but the biggest thing that I did tonight, I feel like I got better. You know, ultimately, we didn't do what we hoped for as a unit. We didn't do what we hoped for as a team. And we didn't come out with a victory. But at the same time, there are some things that we can improve on. There are some things that we can learn from. So in any case, you know, I definitely don't like losing. But you just got to learn from it and take it and let that help you and help mold you into the player that you need to be.
You didn't get a lot of reps in these preseason games. Just how important was tonight getting out there for an extended amount of time?
It was very important. And, again, I was grateful for the opportunity because a lot of people don't have it. And, you know, for me, I mean, you have, you know, you got your practice reps here and there. You know, you're waiting to try to get in the games. When you finally get there, you don't know how to really, you know, how it goes. So, for me, I felt like it was, you know, 10 times better than the Cincinnati debut. And, you know, I put a lot of work in with Tony Sperano and Coach Lee and Marty Mornowig. And to see some of the things that I needed to improve on and to see it lived out here today was the most enjoyable part about it because it lets me know that I am getting better.
Was it a nice moment for you out there on the sidelines tonight when Rex threw out Mike Vick as the sole captain out there and his former fans here in Philadelphia gave him a nice ovation?
You know, I couldn't help but to smile right there. And, you know, for a while, it was kind of a little silent clap for a minute. I don't think they knew what was going on, but when they figured out what was happening, you could just see, you know, how joyful that he was and just the respect that he has around this league. So, again, you know, Mike Vick is a guy who was my hero growing up, and to see that man in person was pretty awesome. So you got to love the guy.
All right, so you guys are going to bust back to New Jersey right now. What do you think the next couple days are going to feel like for you?
You know, honestly, that's just a question about it. You know, we got practice tomorrow. I know the 53 has to be cut down to, what is it, Saturday?
Yep.
So we'll know pretty quickly, you know. And, you know, ultimately, hopefully I'm still here. You know, I definitely want to be a Jet. And we'll just see what happens.
Thanks, Taj, and congrats on your first touchdown pass in the NFL.
I appreciate that, man.